This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today in Washington. No, not that story, a different one, one where the likely outcome is not already known. Namely, what is going to happen in this economy? President Biden, Treasury Secretary Yellen, and a couple of big-name CEOs, including J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon and Sonia Singhal from Gap, had a confab in the Oval Office. Today, the president's economic relief plan, of course, was the topic at hand. Bharat Ramamurthy is the Deputy Director of the National Economic Council at the White House. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the news of the day, shall we? The meeting in the Oval Office today between President Biden and Secretary Yellen and some big business CEOs. The head of the Chamber of Commerce was there, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase. What is the president trying to do getting big business lined up behind him and this relief plan?
Well, I think that he is looking for their support for the bill and for their acknowledgement that we need to go big in this moment. I think what the president is hearing from his top economic advisors is that we are at a precarious moment. Just last week, the jobs report came out and showed that job growth is really stalling in America, even though we're about 10 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic. And so from Secretary Yellen down to his other economic advisors, there is a uniform belief that we need to go big. We need to fundamentally alter the trajectory of the recovery, and we need to make sure that we're putting money behind putting vaccines in people's arms, because the fastest way to get the economy moving again is to make sure that we beat COVID.
Totally agree with the vaccine being this economy right now. I cannot and will not argue with that. But I do want to ask you about this idea of going big. As you know, there's some consternation by some that maybe $1.9 trillion is too much, that it is, in fact, more than the economy needs, given where, for example, the Congressional Budget Office says we're going to be this summer. Where'd you get $1.9 trillion, and is that too much?
No, we don't believe it's too much. And so I want to talk a little bit about the process by which the president and his team put this package together. I would describe it as a bottom-up process. So, for example, there are nearly 7 million Americans who are behind on their rent and at risk of eviction. We need to provide rental assistance to those people, and the package provides the amount of rental assistance needed to make sure we keep them in their homes. From Secretary Yellen to other top economic advisors, the view is we are in an asymmetric risk situation. And by that, I mean the risks of going too small with this package far outweigh the risks of going too big. So when we add that all up, I think the president is very comfortable with the size of the American Rescue Plan. And I think the American people agree with him, because there's something like 70% support for the package among the public.
Let's talk about the flip side of going too small, which is the concern the president has. One of the concerns about going too big is that there may be some inflation coming in this economy with so much money coming in so soon, and with the pent-up demand that is sure to happen once people can go out and spend and travel and enjoy life again. Are you not worried about that?
Well, look, we're monitoring all sorts of different risks to the economy, and Secretary Yellen and others have made clear that they're carefully monitoring the risk of inflation. The issue is that if you do too little, that means that people are going to go hungry. It means that people are going to be booted out of their homes in the middle of a pandemic. And those are just not acceptable outcomes to the president. And look, we are far below the Fed's inflation target and have been for a very, very long time. And not to get too wonky, but I think I think that the Chair Powell and others have said that the goal is actually to increase inflation to get closer to that 2% target that they have. We're a long ways off from that.
I wonder how, given the makeup of the president's economic team, many of whom were around in 2008 and 2009, how scarred people are by the prospect of going too small with a relief bill.
Well, I can't speak for others, and I was not personally there in 2008 and 2009, but I do think that there is an assessment of the latest and best economic evidence. You look at where interest rates have been, how they have been low for an extended period of time, and you weigh the costs and the risks of adding to the deficit, and I think it very clearly comes out in favor of going big.
Let me pick up on something you just said, because it struck me when the president said something similar a number of weeks ago, that he is taking a page from the Republicans' playbook. He's saying, look, we have to borrow. We have to do deficit spending. It doesn't matter how we pay for it. And I maybe you don't know this. Maybe you weren't in those conversations. But how did he come around to, you know what, we're going to borrow the money. the heck with it?
Well, I think, again, he and his team have been deep into the economic evidence. And I think over the last 5 or 10 years, the economic evidence in support of more robust deficit financing, particularly for temporary emergency measures such as this one, is pretty airtight. The president has been clear that when it comes to permanent changes in policy, in other words, policy that involves spending each and every year for the foreseeable future, that he does think that that should be offset with new tax increases on the wealthy and on big corporations. So, and again, I think that is a view that is backed up by the best economic evidence.
Bharat Ramamurthy, he's the deputy director of the National Economic Council at the Biden White House. Mr. Ramamurthy, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.